every place we could think of for this diamond. We could not find it. It was very sad. It was not so much the monetary value, but the sentimental value of losing that stone. Now, her story connects with the Christmas story that we've been thinking about here this afternoon. Because, you see, the wise men were searching. They were looking hard, not looking for a special stone, but seeking a special person. They've been looking for a long time. They've come a long way. They come from Persia, about 1,000 miles. That's a long way on a camel. They too desperately wanted to find what they believed to be very precious. If you're familiar with the story, these guys were ancient astronomers, and they noticed in the sky this unusual star. Modern astronomers have speculated what this bright star might in fact have been. Some suggested a comet, and there are records of a bright comet appearing in the constellation of Capricorn in the year of Jesus' birth was recorded by some Chinese astronomers. But then some have suggested it wasn't that. It was a planetary conjunction. Every 900 years, three planets line up and make a very bright object in the sky. And there was one recorded at the time of Jesus' birth. Or it could simply have been a miracle. A bright star moving at God's direction. In one sense, it doesn't matter. Whatever, it was the right star at the right time in the right place, moving as God directed, leading these wise men to what they were looking for. They were diligent, they were seeking, they were looking hard. God was leading them to find what they couldn't find themselves. Back to the story about my wife. After her fruitless search, everywhere she could think of, she decided to pray about her diamond. After losing something special, she was sad and asked God if it's possible somehow she could find it. She knew she would need some help. It was a very small stone. It could have been lost who knows where. A few months later, something quite remarkable happened. God reminded her about a box. Suddenly, out of the blue, a thought came into her mind, a thought popped into her head, and she remembered that on the morning that she'd lost her diamond, she remembered that she'd packed a box of clothes for her sister, parceled them up and sent them off to her sister. So she thought, what I'll do is I'll send her a text, you never know. And so she sent a text to her sister saying, did you find a diamond in the clothes that you received? It was a long shot, but it was worth asking. The reply, funny you should ask, I did find a sparkly sequin. Thought it was plastic and put it in my daughter's craft box. She went and looked in her daughter's craft box, found the diamond and sent it to her by registered post, and it arrived the next day. Able to have the stone reset on her ring, and today it's here on her finger today. You see, she prayed. Remarkably, the answer came, even though it was from an unlikely place. Now, back to our story of the wise men. They too were looking for something. We know the story. The star led them to Israel, and they imagined someone as important as the person they were looking for would be in a palace. So they went to the king's palace in Jerusalem. When they arrived there, the king's advisors, they knew the ancient writings of the Old Testament. We heard the prophecies that were read this afternoon, about this child, this special child who was to be sent from God. It was a mysterious child, as we heard about, this child who would be from God and yet would actually be God. We heard that this child, this promised child, would be called Mighty God. We heard that read out earlier on. In other words, God in human form. One of the prophecies also told that this special child from God would be born in the town of Bethlehem. And the star led them to that exact place in the town, to the stable, to the inn in the stable there in Bethlehem. Now, I've been to Bethlehem. I've visited Bethlehem. And I can assure you, it's a very unlikely place to find anything. It's small, it's out of the way. There's nothing really special about Bethlehem at all. You're not going to find much in Bethlehem. But when they saw the baby there in this inn, in that stable, they knew that they were found the one, this special one they've been seeking. They came. They gave him costly gifts, this gold, myrrh, and frankincense. Then they knelt down and worshipped him. Very significant. They worshipped what they recognized to be God. They found the one they'd been looking for. Now, our thought for Christmas 2014 is this. Are you looking for something more this Christmas? If you've ever wondered, there has to be more to Christmas than tinsel, turkey and trimmings. There must be something beyond the pudding, pantomime and poinsettia. My wife had to look hard for her diamond, but ultimately she found what she was looking for because she prayed and asked for God's help. The wise men had to look hard for that special baby from God. Ultimately, they found that baby because God led them to the right place. And I believe we're not going to find what we're looking for in our hearts without involving God, without praying to God, without asking God. I wonder, do any of your past Christmases stand out in your mind? Maybe because it snowed. Maybe because you had a particularly nice time with your friends. Christmas 1979 sticks in my mind. I remember it like it was this Christmas. You see, just before Christmas 1979, I had prayed to God and I'd asked him to help me find out who this Jesus really was. See, before then, I'd been to many, many carol services, sung many carols, and it had just been a tradition, just been something, words that seemed so good to sing, and yet that Christmas 1979 was so different. Because as I was in a service, just as you today are in this service, those words suddenly came alive. As I realized, I now knew the one that I was singing about. I'd now met this person of Jesus. I found what I'd been looking for. I found the answer to my searchings. I found the answer to my emptiness. I'd found the answer to my longings in the person of Jesus. What if this Christmas you get more than you expected? Over Christmas time, I like to do a jigsaw puzzle, relax, spend some time. There's nothing more infuriating. You've spent ages doing this jigsaw puzzle and it's nearly completed. And then you suddenly realize that the piece that you need to finish it is missing. What if Jesus is the missing piece in your life? What about if he is in place in your life, everything makes sense? See, my wife found that her ring, the diamond for her ring, because she prayed, she asked for God's help. The wise men asked and got help in finding Jesus. I believe that we need to ask. We need this Christmas to say, God, would you help me? Would you help me to find Jesus for myself? I wonder if you close your eyes for a moment and pray. I'm just going to pray. And if anything that I've said this afternoon strikes you as relevant for you, then just in your mind, in your head, then you can pray along with me. Let's pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you so much that this Christmas time we can remember and think about this gift you've given of your Son. I want to pray for myself. I want to pray for us all. If there's any sense of emptiness or longing, if it seems like in our life there's a missing piece, if it seems like there's just some things don't add up in our life, would you come this Christmas time? Would you give us something more than presents? Could we find Jesus for ourselves? Could we find him to be the one that fills the missing piece in our life? God, would you work in everyone's heart here? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to stand and sing our final carol. Just before we do that, I just wanted to recommend to you, I must ask the service is finishing. In the new year, we're starting a course called Alpha. And we've run many of these courses called Alpha. They're really questions. What I asked today a few questions about our life, about the purpose of life. And Alpha is an opportunity to explore, a place of exploration, looking to explore questions that matter in our lives. We've run many of these courses. I've been on 35 of these courses. And everyone's been different. Everyone's been fun. 2 million people in this country have done the Alpha course in thousands of churches across the UK. And it's been an opportunity over a period of 10 weeks to look at the claims of Jesus and see, is he the person who he claims to be? Is he the one who would meet the inner longings of your life? And so as this service finishes off, if you'd like to take a leaflet just to look and maybe think about and consider coming on the Alpha course in the new year, then please come and see me, come and see Nick. I'll be down here at the front at the end, and I'll give you a leaflet just if there's something that would interest you. Would you stand with me, please? Can we have the lights on as we're going to sing our final carol?